the most precious part of any relationship is the friendship you have. The most precious part of something like your family members or friends or a loved one, a partner, a spouse, a coworker, the most precious part of any relationship you have like that is the friendship behind it. I've noticed this in some of the most precious moments I've had with my wife. The friendship, that's been what I've really loved most. And that's how I think of my wife when I think about the most precious things with her. It's the friendship that's so precious. It's the friendship that's so special. The love and understanding we have for each other. And the beautiful thing with that is that you can have friendship with anyone. You can be a good friend with anyone. You can be a good friend with your family member. You can be a good friend with a coworker. You can be a good friend with anyone you game with online, anyone you run into on the street. You can be a good friend anywhere, anytime. There's no limit on what you can offer in terms of being a good friend. And that's really cool because a lot of times we think that you can have everything when you're in, say, an intimate relationship with someone. And yet the most precious part of that relationship is the friendship. And you can have that friendship with anyone. And you can't really have everything with anyone either. And this comes into play especially with, say, a romantic relationship where you feel like if you're spending quality time with them or you're being intimate with a person, that then you have everything with that person. You see that person at their most vulnerable. If you're seeing them without any clothes on, for example, or in whatever you're doing with them, you get to see them in all these situations that no one else gets to see them in. And then that takes over the idea that you have everything with that person. And yet you don't have everything with that person. There's lots of things you go and do where that other person is not around anymore. There's lots of parts of your life that you spend without that person. And no matter how long you've been with them or what kind of history you have with them, someday they won't be around anymore. Every relationship ends, whether it's in death or divorce or neglect. Every relationship comes to an end. So you can't ever have everything with any one person. You can, though, be a good friend. And you can be a good friend with every person that's in your life. You can be a good friend to each person in your family. You can be a good friend to your husband, your wife, your partner, significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend. You can be a good friend to them. You can be a good family member and a friend at the same time also, which is nice. With my mom, the same thing. And the most precious part of our relationship is my friendship. What does that mean? A friend pays attention to their friend. A friend calls their friend. A friend does things with their friend. A friend thinks about their friend. So all these things that sound like they make relationships more complicated, like whether you're a father, a husband, a brother, a wife, whatever roles you think you're playing, it all boils down ultimately to the friendship. What kind of friend are you in that relationship? If you are a good friend, you will have a good relationship with anyone. And I'm thankful that I remember this with my wife because lots of times things get kind of messed up when you start thinking of all these relationships as different. For example, my mom used to get mad that she felt like my dad was so much nicer with his friends, that he did things with his friends that he wouldn't do with her. What my mom was really noticing is that my dad did things not with her, with his friends. That my mom noticed my dad had a life with his friends, that he had friendship. He had the thing that was most precious with mom, also with his friends, and it happened in a slightly different way as things happened with her. The same frustration a lot of people have in a relationship that I can't have everything with this person. I've noticed that with my wife, the most important thing being friendship, I can have that with any person also, which is nice. Which means that which is most essential with my wife, I can also have with every other person. So obviously, there's certain things I do with my wife that I don't do with any other person. And yet there's things I do with all of my friends that I don't do with other friends. For example, I have friends I play this game with here. and I don't play it with other friends. I don't play this game with my wife. So in that sense, my wife and I do not share this together. We don't play this game together. And therefore, I have things with my friends that I don't have with my wife, in the sense of I have time playing this game with my friends. You see, this three-faced monster, this guy in the game just said, you got my wife beat, she only has two faces. So it's a beautiful thing in life when you see that what you have that's most precious with your family members, with your significant other, that you can have that with every single human being on the planet. That you can be a good friend with any human being on the planet. That which is most precious in any relationship is there in all relationships. So that helps me to know what to do in every relationship. I don't have to be something different or act different with my friend that I play this game with than I do with my wife. I treat my friend the same way as I treat my wife fundamentally. Now, obviously, I don't do all the same things with my friend that I do with my wife. And I don't do the same things with my wife that I do with my friend. So that helps me to differentiate relationships in life versus the fundamental, that which is most precious in each relationship. So you might think, okay, well, how is this relevant for me? Well, if you're trying to make a new friend, especially, you want to be aware of that which is most precious. If you're trying to, for example, start a new relationship, if you're looking to date, to find a new boyfriend or girlfriend, or you're looking to even expand your family with having a new child, or even if you just want to be a better family member and friend that you already have. Especially when making a new relationship, or when there's damage to an existing relationship. It helps a lot to remember the friendship is the most precious part of it. Once you see that the friendship is the most precious part of it, then all you have to do is work on the friendship. So for example, if you're having a hard time with a parent or a family member or friend, all you have to do is remember that the friendship is the most important part of it, and it becomes obvious what to do. All you need to do is work on being a good friend with that family member. If you looked at it like it was your best friend, and what would you need to do if you'd been mean with your best friend to repair the relationship? Well, fundamentally, whatever you need to do with your best friend to repair the relationship is the same thing you'd need to do with a family member. The same thing you'd need to do if you've, for example, you're mad at your wife or your girlfriend. The same thing you'd need to do to fix that is the same thing for every family member. So if I'm mad at my wife over something, I understand that's not fundamentally any different than being mad at my friend over something. And if I was mad at my friend over something, I'd understand obviously there were certain things that I couldn't do to make up for being mean. I would simply have to just do my best to apologize and to talk with my friend, because the friend I play this with, I don't actually get to see him that often. So I can't go give him a hug to make up. What I can do, I could apologize or say something, you know, I could recognize what I'd done that had been mean to him, and then I could repair the damage from there. So it's the same basic thing. When you see what all your friendships and relationships have in common, then everything becomes simple. You think that if you have a partner or a spouse or a girlfriend or boyfriend, that there's all these different rules that go with that person in particular. You think, for example, like that you can make up in a physical form with a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a spouse, but then you don't understand what to do to make up with a parent or a friend or family member because that option's not there. Well, if you can see what you have in common with everything, then everything's simple. And the same thing even goes with someone you don't know. Your friendship, your love and support and understanding is what's most precious with everyone. So if you have a coworker, you don't have any of the tools available you might have with your family or friends, and yet you can still figure out how to repair a relationship with a coworker. If you've been mean and selfish with a coworker, then you do the same basic things to repair it. Not in the details, but in why you're doing it. You apologize for whatever you've done wrong, you think you've done wrong. You accept them and love them as they are. And that will repair all the relationships you have in your life. When you see that friendship is the most important part of every relationship, then there's motivation to take care of that friendship. Lots of times with the romantic relationship, you get these ideas of possessing the other person, that the other person is yours. So then the idea comes in that you don't need to fix anything because they're yours. If it's your house, you can take care of it however you want to. Well, the nice thing, if you can see that the friendship is the most valuable part of the equation, you realize that any friendship can be destroyed. Any friendship can be ruined, and that the friendship is dependent on both people paying attention to it. It helps you to see if you're in a romantic relationship with someone that you can screw it up. And I screwed up a lot of relationships in the past. I had a lot of first dates and not very many second dates. And I learned the hard way on so many things. And that's why I share this with you, so that if you want to learn the easy way, the option's there. If you don't want to learn the easy way, that's fine with me. You can learn the way I learned, which is the hard way, and I'm okay with you learning the hard way because it's your life. You have to do it. I don't have to do it. I've learned the hard way enough to see that if someone will tell me what to do, I will appreciate that advice a lot, and I'll try my best to take it because it's a lot harder to learn the hard way all the time. And I'd rather not learn the hard way on anything again, unless that's what I'm supposed to do. And if you're supposed to do something, well, you just have to do it. So I appreciate you being here with me for this. I hope what I've shared is useful for you. I pray today to remember that the most precious part of any relationship I have today is the friendship I have with that person. The friendship I have goes beyond any exact scenario. It goes beyond any specific place or time or exact method for fixing it. The friendship is precious with my wife, with my family, with my friends, and I'm thankful to have learned that today. I pray that in knowing this, I can see how to take care of all the relationships in my life. And by knowing how to take care of the relationships in my life, I can also see how not to destroy the relationships in my life, how to be a good friend, how to be a good family member, how to be a good husband and father and son, that I can do all of these things at once through simply being a good friend each moment to everyone in my life. I pray that you have the same opportunity today, that you can see your relationships all come down to the friendship you have with that person. And through seeing the friendship you have with the person, you can know exactly what it is you need to do to take care of it. Thank you very much for watching this. I'm honored you've spent time with me today as I'm playing Shadows of Evil, Black Ops 3 Zombies on Call of Duty on Xbox One. Have a great day today.